Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, it was new to me and new to a lot of people, this Wheel of Fortune clip I'm about to play. Apparently it was 2018. I didn't think it was brand new because there was a crowd, of course. Anytime you see a crowd, it was recorded from some other time, but this is apparently a year or so ago. I was watching it live last night. I thought it was live, which is fine. Live to me.
Oh, it's a live rerun.
Right, yeah, live rerun, basically. So I'm thinking, did she just say that? I went back and recorded it. I shared it on social media. Here's a clip.
W.
Yeah, there is a W. You going all the way here or not?
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Sorry.
Okay, now I left it on because the crowd goes, she just said that. And then, of course, Sajak, you hear Sajak there, but she loses that pretty much. And he walks over, and everything is just really subdued. Like they all know she just said gold shower, but he's going, all right, I can't really say anything about
it. I wanted that to be one of those situations like the comedy club where there's one guy in the back of the audience. Going,
yeah.
She said gold shower.
No, that was me. That was me.
W.
Yeah, there is a W. You going all the way here or not?
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Sorry.
Sorry, I can't pee on you.
Blank O-L-D.
It's cold shower. It's cold shower. It's
obviously supposed to be it's cold shower.
It's the best. Everybody's a freak. Everybody's a freak. She might not like those gold showers.
But she's aware of
them. But she's aware of them. Yeah. Exactly. And the crowd was obviously, she said that. You're right. I wanted to hear that. They might have bleeped that guy going out.
Or that would
they
be
had
perfect,
to bleep one of those guys out. That'd be us.
Like Sajak just taking that shot of just looking into the camera and kind of tilting his head and then going, sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Vanna, you like those, don't you? Vanna goes, pee on me all day. Sorry, I'd stuck to the tape. All right. Craig Peters phoning the program. Craig Evans is with us this morning, as he always is. Friday, Craig. Big weekend.
Is it? What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing.
Oh. Same thing you did last weekend?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Hang out, be cool.
Yeah.
Enjoy the family.
I think I might go outside. Dr. Mina gave me permission to go hiking.
Did she?
Yeah.
Why'd you ask her? Good.
Well, I got to check with everybody before I interact with the public because...
You interact at least with the public than we have.
I don't interact with the public.
And you never did before the pandemic.
And if I do interact with the public, I got to get everybody's permission. Because I'm responsible for just more than me. A lot of people don't get that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, most people don't get that.
I get sick. The whole show shuts down.
Yeah. Me too.
How's the tibial plateau?
You know, it's...
You're welcome for that.
No, well, you're a dick, Craig.
Right. It's shattered.
Shadoobie.
Thank you.
But it's no different than any other day.
I got to say Shadoobie, so I'm fine with it now.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Right. We carry on with the tibial plateau.
That's nothing anymore compared to the pandemic. Everything's nothing anymore.
Yeah,
unless it's life-threatening, it's nothing anymore.
The pandemic has in no way, shape, or form affected the tibial plateau.
How about that club you guys are in, that depressing club?
Oh, the recovery page?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People say, cry me a river, there's a pandemic. Can I get on there?
I get on there.
Can I Zoom bomb your recovery group and say, wah,
No, you
can't. There's a pandemic.
In order to get in that group, you have to actually have a tibial plateau fracture.
Just invite me in. I'll just fake like I do.
Well, yeah. I could give you all the information you need to provide the right answers.
I got time this weekend.
To join the
mess
tibial.
With people with leg injuries. Yeah. That'd be quality stuff.
You just tell them you have non-surgical type 4.
Yeah, there you go.
And they'll know what you mean.
All right. Until they start asking questions.
Man, those non-surgical type 4s are...
What if I get on there and say, man, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm fine. It didn't even hurt.
Yeah, there's some people like that.
I mean, I busted my leg. It didn't even hurt.
Right, that are in the group, and we kick them out.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Just because they're not in pain?
Yeah. You're not in enough pain. You haven't suffered enough.
Jeez, that's a tough group.
You're type 1 non-surgical. Get the out of here.
That's a tough group.
That is a tough crowd. Yeah. And way
right,
to
well,
check up there.
I'm going to go outside and do some jumping jacks now that I'm done posting on this forum.
I'll just post the video of me doing jumping jacks. Yep, doing fine. I don't know what you guys are bitching about.
Got a lot of bounce in my step today.
All right.
So this is Better Hearing and Speech Month.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I ain't hearing or talking much better than a couple months ago. In fact, it's probably deteriorated.
Yeah, my family says I need something. But, I agree that maybe my hearing wasn't like it was after wearing headphones for so many years. But the fact is, men can tune out other conversations. So when I say, what'd you say?
That for caring.
They mistake that for I didn't hear them. Well, I wasn't listening because YouTube, mainly when my daughter and my wife talk to each other in front of me and I'm watching TV and they're actually talking about something, I'm not paying attention to their conversation. But I might hear a blurb, and I go, okay, what'd you say, honey? We just said. I said, well, no, you weren't talking to me. All guys go through this.
Yeah.
We just know that we concentrate on things. We don't multitask easily when it comes to listening. We never have.
I'm not a multitasker.
Right. So it's not. Don't accuse us for not being able to hear anything. It's because we're not listening. Two different things.
Yeah.
It's two different things.
We have to be concentrating on the source of the audio.
Right, right.
In order to process it properly.
Right.
Yeah, and my hearing has deteriorated over the years.
That's going to get worse for kids with these earbuds permanently in their ear, you know?
Yeah. And
that's what we thought about.
My wife says something from the next room.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not reading lips.
Right. And you don't really care. Not that you care. But
see, that's the trouble.
I'm just saying, most time, innocuous conversation, we don't care.
Yeah.
It's not important, so I'm not listening.
Right. We weren't concentrating on that. We were concentrating on another source of audio, like the TV.
Either that or you're reading. Anything. Yeah. Anything where your mind is somewhere else, if you hear the first blurb or the line, you don't hear it. You go, oh, I'm sorry, what was that? And then they get mad. Instead of just repeating it, doesn't that make you mad?
Yeah.
Instead of just repeating and getting and not worrying about anything after that, oh, I'm sorry, honey, I said this. Okay, bang, move on.
No, but
it's a big deal. Well, if you didn't hear it, I'm not going to bring it. It's like a 10-minute thing, right?
Yeah. If they repeat it, they do it in an angry fashion.
Right, exactly.
I said, bah!
Now you really don't care. Ladies, give us a break. All of you. Give your husbands a break.
When you're talking, look at us.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. Don't yell at me from the other room.
Oh.
I may be distracted. I may be into something else. I may be reading. I may be watching TV. You know, I'm reading the internet. I almost got it done.
It may take me a second to muster up some concern.
That too.
I yell that back too. No, don't yell that back. I'm concerned about that.
I may be on the second season of Pornhub. You know, I'm busy here. I'm concentrating on other things here.
Right.
Yes.
I just burped right there. I'm watching, who runs it? The NFL Network runs those things called A Football Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do an hour long.
Little docs.
Yeah, whoever.
Bio.
Yeah, and I'll stop if it's somebody. Really,
biopics.
Usually I'll stop if it's an old Steeler or somebody that's pretty famous. You want to see what their whole life story was about. But this was one about Mean Joe Green, and they're doing that famous commercial. They're talking about the famous commercial where he throws a kid his jersey after the Coke and blah, blah, blah. And he goes,
the Coca Cola.
Yeah, and the rumor. Yeah.
Let's be clear now.
The kid gives him a line of Coke. He says, hey, kid, and throws him. Remember that? That was a great commercial. The famous story was he drank like 22 Cokes or 18 Cokes, I believe, 18, 16 odd Cokes to get that right. But at one point, they showed, I never saw this version. They showed a lot of the outtakes. And like 4 or 5 Cokes in, he just turns to the camera and goes, bah.
As you would.
As you would.
As you would.
He's down in 16 ounce Cokes. He's and, guzzling it. And he turns to the kid. He goes, and they just yell, cut.
At no point did Mean Joe Green look at the camera and go, you know, this is a lot of sugar, guys. Do I really have to keep drinking all of the? I mean,
not 1975.
Back then, they didn't.
Everybody
care
drank
about
lead
that.
And Coke.
This is not okay with the TB12 method. I'm going to not do this.
I think the only Diet Coke that was actually 1979, that commercial. So I think the only Diet Coke then might have been Tab.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't even know if there was Diet Coke.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think it was like Tab.
Yeah, because I remember in high school, all the fat chicks.
That kid grew up to be a goofy looking kid.
They would order a pizza during their free period, and it would come with Tab.
There you go.
Yeah,
you're right. Diet Coke not introduced until August of 82.
There you go. What's up, Craig?
Our buddy who had the Widowmaker.
A heart attack.
A heart attack is laughing at my tibial plateau.
Yeah, fracture. Of course he is. Yeah. And guess who else will? Craig Peters almost died.
Yeah.
Because of the Widowmaker.
Did he have the Widowmaker?
Well,
too?
He passed out at the... A cop saved his life.
Oh, yeah. He was behind the wheel.
Yeah, that's a Widowmaker. If somebody's pumping on your chest to save your life...
Well, no, there's one specific type.
Like, I know. You got eight arteries clogged.
There are different types of heart attacks.
It'd be a cow heart if you had eight heart
arteries. And
there's
one certain kind of heart attack that they deem
the Widowmaker.
The Widowmaker.
I believe Kevin Smith had the Widowmaker.
Yeah, because most people do not survive the Widowmaker.
Got it.
Hence the name.
Facebook's going to pay out $52 million, a couple bucks, to current and former moderators who developed mental health issues after regularly being exposed to disturbing content.
What? That'd be everybody. Oh, people that work there.
Yeah.
That just had to go through horrible photos. You should give them hazard pay because we can avoid that stuff. That's their life, right?
They should still give me hazard pay for just looking at
some of the
posts. Oh, this is pretty cheap. They're going to give each moderator $1,000.
What?
Oh.
And possibly more if they've gotten PTSD or fallen into depression or addiction.
Yeah, I can't imagine
$1,000?
Being a regulator at Facebook.
Well,
right
now. You don't want to be a moderator. It's a real risk in a job where people have to look at photos of rape, murder, suicide.
Three things.
The plaintiffs argued that Facebook had failed to provide them a safe workplace. Moderators also get access to mental health professionals, licensed counselors, group therapy sessions.
Wouldn't you just hire a guy there that likes that crap? Faces of Death guy?
No.
Make some money doing that?
Do you want to work with that guy?
No. You put him in his own room.
It's more than that. I mean, it's freaky, like illegal porn stuff.
Oh, I know. I realize that. Ugh. Yeah.
Why would you take that job? I mean, look, if you take this job, you're going to need lots and lots of mental help that we're going to give you, but we're going to still need you to do this.
Well, maybe they didn't realize how bad it would affect people right away. You just edit this stuff. You see something that shouldn't be on there, get rid of it. Okay, I'll do that. Holy crap.
They should have been paying that hazard pay before the pandemic.
Oh, easily. Because, all that murder porn stuff people see.
And now I think they're trying to sort out, people who are distributing bad information.
Yeah.
We got yelled at for calling out Cable Guy yesterday.
I responded to the guy, and I said, listen, we've been called hypocrites for not calling out famous people. So... Todd mentioned something.
Yeah, and it's not just a difference of opinion.
No, I'm so tired of that.
Oh, yeah, you think this, and you think everybody should...
Mass saves life.
You think everybody should live, and I think everybody should die. So that's just a difference of opinion.
Right. I'm so tired of that argument now. I got that from another thing we talked about. Why are the doctors you guys have on any better than doctors this guy? I'm thinking, oh, Jesus. So I didn't even answer that guy. I don't have time anymore. I do have time, I should say that.
No,
but I don't have time in the limited space in my head.
I'm tired of
I know
people.
It's a big head.
No, there's a lot of space up there.
Yeah, but I don't want to shove anything more in there.
Now
I'm trying to be a good husband and a father.
Will. Right, the contact tracing. Yeah. Oh, that's not American. That's a violation of my civil liberties.
Shut up.
And, these are people who previously didn't care about anybody's civil liberties.
Never.
If you're not doing anything wrong, the cops wouldn't shoot you.
Wouldn't shoot you.
But now,
same people.
Somebody wants to know who I came in contact with.
Yeah.
Well, that's a violation of my civil liberties. No, it's simple science.
Liberty, liberty.
If you read any of the science that comes to this virus,
it's never going away. Science, schmience, like Todd Craig always says.
Testing,
schmience,
and contact tracing.
Only way to do it.
Yeah.
Washington State's doing it. The tri-state area up in up.
Those know, are the first two steps.
New York, Connecticut, and
to make any progress.
New Jersey, you're going to do it. Yeah.
Testing and contact tracing. And yes, if you test people, you might have more positive results. And I realize that may.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
That may hurt your numbers.
He said that yesterday. Dumbest thing. Maybe I shouldn't say dumbest thing he's ever said.
No, you can't say the dumbest thing.
No, I'm not.
The dumbest thing he ever said has yet to come out of his mouth.
Right. And that's saying something.
And I like the idea of the little, the phone.
I do, too.
But in this, model of contact tracing, they're just talking to people. Who'd you come in contact with?
Right.
Where'd you go?
And we don't know.
They're not violating any of your civil liberties because you're volunteering this information.
Right.
Just like you volunteer, Applebee's is open. I'm checking in from Applebee's on my Facebook page.
Yeah, you do the same. The same thing there. But they're looking at me. Don't brag about being at Applebee's, by the way. Fine restaurant.
Yeah.
Don't brag about it.
But it's probably open. They need the money.
No, a buddy of mine stopped in a sports bar, which will remain nameless, sent me a text. He stopped there to get something to go.
At 3:30 in the afternoon.
On a Tuesday.
It was packed.
And he had his mask on, and the bartender who handed him the food had a mask on. There was not an empty seat in the place. Nobody else had a mask on. That's in Omaha. That's not in Green Bay. They're showing that Milwaukee video yesterday of these cheeseheads all out drinking because the Supreme Court overruled the Democratic governor. But, yeah, that's in this town. Yeah. So I guess they're not even worrying about the 30% stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. They're just worried about being inconvenienced.
Right. I mean, the restaurants, I understand restaurants are allowed to open, but it's supposed to be 30%, right?
The best line I heard about this was, this is self-pity disguised as patriotism.
Yeah, that's a great line.
And they managed to couch that.
Everything
about this, they managed to couch in patriotism.
Hang a bazooka over your back.
By the way, you gun guys.
And I'm happy to see you.
Gun guys can correct me, but that.
Whatever, it's a bazooka. He's a douchebag.
No, the bazooka was actually just a fiberglass tube. I believe that's called an AT-4, and I think they're disposable. You can shoot them once, and then they're no good anymore.
And you can take out a plane, right?
Yeah, I don't know the range of those
things. I saw rocket
launcher.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
You can take out a Subway if you don't like your cheese.
In connection with
I said Pepper Jack.
But what that bazooka. Subway guy was carrying was basically an inert weapon.
I'm going to light this place up.
So that means, Todd, the only reason he was carrying it was to intimidate people.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, all those douchebags are standing out in front of the state capitol in Michigan with their AKs, their machine guns. Don't correct me on that. I don't care what they're called. You shouldn't have them in public.
Most of them had the AR-15.
Yeah, whatever.
For this
rocket
launcher.
He had a rocket launcher in the subway.
And I'm pretty sure the.
Buy the rocket launcher and go to a subway.
The rocket launcher is good for one shot and one shot only.
Yeah, but it's a kill shot.
If you do it right.
You could miss.
Unless you miss.
Yeah, if you do it right.
You fire it off in a building, you're hitting something.
If you do it right, you should be able to cause a lot of damage with that.
Oh.
But if you miss.
Most people are taking it seriously.
Then you just.
But enough
have
people
to
are not are just.
Dispose
crazy.
Of that big fiberglass tube because it's useless.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a one shot only deal.
Yeah, but or you can order extra lettuce and she might give it to you without even asking. You got a bazooka there. Maybe extra chips, too. I want a second bag of chips and I ain't paying for it. Then you tap your bazooka. That's intimidation right there.
The Anti-Defamation League says that anti-Semitic incidents are on the rise in the United States. They say that there were more anti-Semitic incidents last year than in any year since at least 1979.
I wonder why.
There was a 12% increase from 2018, more than double the number that was recorded just 4 years earlier in 2015.
Yeah. Boy, that's sad.
There's that.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Survey of people found that while 93% of respondents, many of them liars, said that they do a...
93% is high in any kind of survey. It's never 93%.
93% of respondents said they do a home workout at least once a week.
Yeah, they're lying. 93 is... They ask everybody, or was it a fitness magazine?
Well, what's their definition of a workout?
But even then, is that a fitness magazine? Because that's too high.
And it is just once a week.
That's still too high.
Who are they surveying?
That's still too high.
That means they got on the treadmill, put it at the lowest setting, and walked for 15 minutes while they looked at Facebook.
I still think they could have done a jumping jack. I still think they lied, though. I still don't even think it's that.
No, I think in their own mind, they weren't lying, but their definition of what a workout was is pretty lame.
For many,
maybe.
For some of that 93%.
But that's really not the point here.
Right.
73% of them do not shower after they exercise. 43% wait hours before they think about taking, before they think about taking a shower. 18% say they don't shower at all.
Y'all are nasty.
Oh, man.
That means those may be the ones that didn't work out.
Well, if you didn't sweat,
then you didn't work out.
Then you didn't work out, right.
31% of people were found to exercise in the exact same outfit for 4 sessions.
Well, is this post-pandemic?
It's during.
Oh, yeah. Putting the same sweats back on if they're not sweaty, I don't give a crap about that.
Well, yeah, I'll work out in this.
I think that what they are assuming is that people did work out and they did sweat.
I know that, but heavy-duty sweats are different anymore. Nobody wears those kind of old-school sweats anymore. You know what I mean? You can wear shorts and a sweatshirt that doesn't get hot because you have a shirt on.
What I normally will do is...
I don't think that's a big
deal. I'll have one shirt and, my compression underwear and my trunks.
And keep that bazooka tame.
I'll work out in that.
That's why you have compression underwear.
I'll give it a rest for a day. Yeah. I'll let it dry out. Yeah. I'll do, an outfit that I work out in, give it a rest, change clothes.
Yeah, it's no big deal. You're going to put it back on the sweater.
Right. So, yeah. And then 4 days, I do 2 different outfits.
59% of people don't think they need to clean their workout equipment at home.
Y'all are nasty.
Yeah.
But.
It's just them?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. The sweaty, damp, and warm conditions
it causes
are the perfect breeding ground for E. coli.
Yeah.
Staphylococcus.
You said caucus.
And I don't clean up my streptococcal bacteria.
My workout equipment that often, because I'm the only one who uses it.
Keep in mind, it's a breeding ground for E. coli. I don't care who uses it.
But I clean off the yoga mat, once a week.
Yeah, those things probably get pretty sweaty, right?
Yeah, right about where you put your palms.
These bacteria can live on surfaces for many days.
Man.
But that's just if you're handling bad chicken or something.
I guess we've been...
No, that's just living.
We've all been...
That's just
we're
living.
We're changing our ways now because
they're not
the
saying
pandemic.
That you can get E. coli on your...
E. coli.
On your equipment if you just handled chicken.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of the...
I often work out with raw chicken.
Yeah. That wasn't part of the deal here.
It's me and raw chicken. Let's work out together.
It can happen, period.
Where does the E. coli come from?
It can come from anywhere.
Raw chicken. Doesn't produce
your
the
phone
E. coli.
Has E. coli.
I keep a bucket you've of raw chicken in the corner of my gym area.
Yeah, you've got these horrible things are all over.
Yeah, it's called poop and everything. Your phone apparently is the worst.
It's all over my kitchen
counter. It's all over your phone. Yeah, all sorts of things.
Yeah,
I do clean the phone off.
I got to do that more
on
often.
A daily basis.
Remember to clean the space you work out in, especially if you're doing yoga.
Oh yeah,
because that's got a lot of close contact with the floor.
Yeah. Well, you're close contact with the mat.
Yeah.
And which is on
I clean
the
that
floor.
Thing off maybe once a week. Should I clean my yoga mat more often?
I don't know. I'm sure you're fine.
I'm running out of yoga foam.
You do not. Man.
Is there a shortage in the world?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm sure there is. Somebody's making
a is there a special kind of foam that rubs that, things it off?
Yeah, well, I got a special kind of mat.
Oh, yeah. Hoity-toity.
It needs a special kind of foam.
Remember, this is the guy that's got to buy the top-end putting green for the bag. So the yoga mat is no exception. Yeah. Highest quality.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to go.
You got yoga mat money.
Yeah. You got to go big.
Do men do that? Sorry. Thanks for liking that joke. I like that joke.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.